the man to pour the coffee.
And he feels it only halfway.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this Monday morning. It's kind of a gloomy kind of a day. Not quite that beautiful fall day that a lot of people were hoping for. Rain throughout the province, that's for sure. I also am going to give a tip of the hat to the crew down in Ben Gough. I talked about earlier the Ben Gough Men's Night that happened on Saturday night. I was happy to be included and down there for that. But the number of people that were at that event that listened to the show, it's been nonstop. Actually, my personal phone has been going this morning, so we appreciate the number of people that are weighing in and enjoying the show. We've got, the province is full of people from every corner that listen and join in on our conversation regularly. But boy, we have a strong audience base down in that part of the province, beautiful part of the province down there. That, by the way, is the area. When you hear the old joke about Saskatchewan so flat that your dog can run away and you can watch it for 3 days. As I was driving to Ben Gough on Saturday late afternoon, I'm thinking, this is the area. This is the part of the province they're talking about, because you can see for miles. I turned onto that, whatever they call it, the Can-Am Highway, I think, there just outside of Ben Gough, and you could see Regina lights. And, Regina is still an hour and 20 minutes away or whatever, but you could see the Regina lights. So it's a beautiful part of the province. Okay, I am really looking forward to this next conversation, because I first met my next guest about a month and a half ago. Jenna Dutton is a business owner. She's an entrepreneur in our province. She owns a number of Tim Hortons and Firehouse sublocations in the province. And as I was chatting with her a little bit about the work she does, and of course, I was interested to talk with Jenna about things like tariffs and how it affects her business. But what I learned in talking with her is the real secret to success in business is about people. And that's where this story gets really interesting, because Jenna decided to do something that ultimately led to her writing 3 books. And that's what I'm looking forward to chatting with today with my friend Jenna Dutton, who is joining me, Saskatchewan entrepreneur, business owner, and author. Jenna, thank you so much for taking my call.
Fantabulous. Pleasure to be with you.
I'm happy to have you here. So you and I met, we were talking a little bit about the business that you do. So maybe let's give a little bit of your history. You are Saskatchewan born and raised, correct?
That's right. Born and raised in Saskatoon, grew up on Avenue V and 18th Street here in Saskatoon. Had a little bit of a poor upbringing and struggled quite a lot to eat, struggled in school, struggled in a lot of ways. And that was a big part of my story growing up.
So I'm curious to know, because now, knowing that now you run a number of successful businesses, I mentioned you own a number of Tim Hortons and Firehouse sublocations. What was the dream? What got you to the point that you are today a successful business owner?
That's a pretty deep and long question, to be fair. I think I just wanted better. I wanted more. At one point in my life, I was very driven by getting away from that life and not drawn to goals and things that other people are drawn to. And so I did anything in my power to, I guess, dig myself out of that hole, including I moved away for a couple of years. That gave me a different perspective where I wasn't treated as though I was poor because everybody around me knew I was poor. Instead, I put myself in an environment where people just knew me for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that has been a reoccurring story throughout my life. When I find that I am having a challenge or hitting an obstacle, I just have to kind of pull back and remember that it's just me. I'm just me.
And what is it about your roots? Because you've laid out briefly here, just in the short time we've chatted, you come from humble roots. You were did not have a lot of money growing up, and you talk about it in your books, which we're going to get to in a second. But what was it that you learned in those years that now helps you being successful in business in today?
Everything is transferable. In those times, you learn to be resilient. You learn to see things in different ways. I was excited about having cereal, even if I didn't have milk. We would have cereal with water or bread without any spread, but it was exciting just to have food. So I think the resilience and the tenacity and the keep trying attitude plays forward for everything.
Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine what goes through your mind daily now, knowing that you run successful a number of businesses that are in the food and beverage industry, something that at one point in your life wasn't a guarantee and was something you didn't take for granted. Talk to me about that and how that motivates you and inspires you in the food industry that you're in.
Yeah, you know, I can see myself and a lot of my team members, and I can see, sometimes I can see pain in their eyes and the life that's hard lived. And one day, this was many, many years ago, probably about 15 years ago, a team member came out, and at the time we used to give coffee, and we had donuts, and we would let them have donuts on shift. And she came out with a plate full of donuts. And I looked at her and I said, oh my goodness, you must be so hungry today. And like, or must really like donuts, is what I said to her. And she said, no, she says, you know what? I didn't have supper last night and I didn't have breakfast this morning. So this is my meal for the day. Mm. And, you know, it was fascinating because in that moment, of course, it brought me back to flashbacks. We used to get donuts from like a dumpster and we would freeze them, and that became my breakfast, lunch and supper. Mm. So in that moment, I actually changed our meal policy at the restaurant to include a hot bowl. You work better when you're not hungry. So I've always believed in giving the team a little bit of meal and an opportunity to have that hot meal and something to look forward to when they're at work. So
Jana Dutton is my guest, Saskatchewan entrepreneur, the owner of some very successful businesses in Saskatoon and around, not just in the city of Saskatoon, but outside, but also author of 3 books. And I've got these books in front of me. Jana, when I met and talked to you for the first time here about a month and a half ago, we talked a bit about these books. And I'm not even going to do the introduction. I'm going to let you. The books are called Conversations Over Coffee, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Tell me about these books, how they came about, where the idea came from.
Well, it's fascinating. The idea did not start as books. I was quite shy and really hesitated to get out from behind the counter. I was confident behind the counter at the restaurant, but as soon as I was out in front of the counter, I was very shy and nervous and didn't know how to talk to people. Even when I would go to Tim Hortons meetings, you know, I would slide in right when the meeting started. I would skip out on the break with some feigned excuse, and then I would slide back in when the meeting started up again. I was really nervous to talk to people. So I had worked on that skill for many years. I attended Tony Robbins conferences, read all kinds of books about small talk and speaking with people, and had started to put that exercise back like into practice. And then in 2020, when we weren't seeing people as much anymore, I found that I was really losing the skills. So it was December of 2020 when I decided that I was going to reach out to strangers on LinkedIn and people either I admired or had met but never really had a conversation and didn't know them, and I would invite them for coffee. So that started in 2021. Just, I was really hoping somebody would answer, and it became a little bit of a phenomenon at the time.
So what would you say? You sent an invite, you know, let's say I'm a random person that you find on LinkedIn, you send an invite. Yeah. What do you say?
I actually just thought I would write and I'd say, you know, I'm Jana. I own some Tim Hortons restaurants. Wondering if you'd be interested in coming for a coffee, either in the restaurant or virtually. And I said, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I said, I'm not a vacuum salesman, you know, and no offense to vacuum salesmen, but, you know, reputation. And I just, it was like a no strings attached. And, you know, my first conversation, you know, I would post about it on LinkedIn. And then as it evolved, I would tell more and more about the person that I was speaking with. And so it got to be a little bit of a story and getting to know everybody that I had coffee with.
What did you hope to achieve by doing this? Just connection?
Just connection. You know, I've often thought that certainty you know, and coming from my upbringing, you can understand why certainty would be important, like knowing that I was going to have a home, knowing that I was going to have food. Certainty was, in my mind, my number one human need. And I've come to learn that connection is actually my number one need. And so that connection is very important to me.
I flipped through your books this past week. There's lots of names I recognize. Paul Martin, who's on our program regularly, is in here. Todd Peterson is a friend of mine. There's a number. Talk to me about what, as you went through this journey and as you met with people and ultimately put pen to paper and write these books, what was it that you learned about people, whether it's similarities or differences?
You know, I learned that we're all the same. We all have the same fears, all, you know, deep-rooted in that need for love and connection. And we all fear the same things in a lot of ways. You know, we all fear rejection. We all fear being laughed at. We all fear not having any meaning. And, you know, when you really stop and speak to people with no objective in mind, it really allows people to be themselves and share that little bit of themselves that they wouldn't if they thought there was they were going to be judged.
You talk to, at least in the books here, there's a number of people, roughly 20, 25 per book. Any that stood out for you or any that surprised you in these random coffee meetings that you set up?
Well, I think there was something about every single conversation that surprised me. You know, Paul Martin really stands out. He was one that stood out because he was so positive, you know, and he was so encouraging, and we really encouraged each other. And, you know, he was my first person that actually said that they would contribute to the book as well. So when I went up to him and suggested that this was an idea I had, that we had all these people, he said, "I'll be chapter one," he said.
That's actually a good impression.
right? I can't say it without trying.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, him, you know, there's another, there's a couple of gentlemen, you know, J.D. Hawk is a great, great guy. He's from Winnipeg. He really struggled with homelessness and a lot of other things, and he's a Métis artist. And he, you know, was struggling with his art and bringing it back to life. And since he had his chapter in our book, he has been featured on coins with the Royal Canadian Mint. He's at national parks. He has his art all over the world now, including in the Art History Museum. He really has shone since I've met him. And you know, there's some pretty incredible people here.
It's, it just harkens the saying, everybody has their own story. And this, these books are literally a compilation of that. And they're such a great read, too. By the way, congratulations on the writing part of it, Jana. I don't know if you ever aspired to be an author in your earlier years, but you did a great job because they're an easy read. It's like reading a compilation of short stories.
Yeah, and truly, you can read a chapter over a cup of coffee. It's the timing is kind of perfect. So a little bit, instead of pulling out that newspaper that not many of us get anymore, you could open up a book and read a chapter about somebody fascinating that you may never have known about.
I love it. So the books are available online. They can get them by emailing you, am I right?
That's right. Yeah, Jana, J-A-N-N-A, at janadutton.com.
Pretty easy to find. And it's such a great concept for a book. Conversations Over Coffee, volumes 1, 2, and 3. And I mentioned you own Tim Hortons and Firehouse Subs in Saskatoon, but outside of Saskatoon as well.
Yeah, we also have locations in Warman and Prince Albert. We have a new Firehouse Subs opening in approximately a month in University Heights. We're really excited about that one. Bring one to the east side of Saskatoon. And looking to open a few more next year as well.
When we talk often about business and industry and the economy on this program, from the standpoint that you're in, being a business owner in Saskatchewan, what are the biggest stresses or challenges you're facing? Have tariffs impacted you? Is staffing a challenge? What would you say your top challenges would be?
Well, tariffs certainly did impact us a lot. You know, I I have a saying, you know, it is what it is, accept it. And then you have to search for the good in things and find a way to overcome them. But, you know, I would say that the people are always the biggest part of our business, whether it's our team or our customers. Finding good people is critical. Right now, I'm finding that with the little bit of a shortage that we have in Saskatchewan, we're promoting people and sometimes they're not ready in all industries, not just mine. And so I'm finding that there's quite a shortage of supervisors and assistant managers and manager talent in our province. And it's not that there's a shortage of the talent. There's just not enough to go around.
Right.
So we put a big focus on hiring good people. It's definitely a struggle these days.
Well, Jana, I've loved having you on the program. Congratulations on the three books, and I'm sure we'll have you back on the program again someday soon.
Sounds great. I've got a kid's book coming out in the new year, so maybe we can talk about that.
Perfect. We'll do that. Jana, thanks so much.
Have a great day, Evan.
Jana Dutton, who is a Saskatchewan entrepreneur, a business owner, and author of three books called Conversations Over Coffee, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. It literally was her sending out random messages through LinkedIn. If you got one of those messages, would you say, yeah, I think I would like to do this. I'd like to meet this person and just have a coffee. I think it's such a cool thing. In fact, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I'm curious to hear about your coffee row crew. Lots of people have them, and they become a big part of your social life. They become where you get information. They become where you form opinions. What's special and unique about your coffee drinking habits? That's where we'll go next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.